This is Paul Sorrell along with Stephen Mount, and you are listening to the Summer Library Podcast 5.3. Stephen Mount, how are you, sir?
Doing okay. How about you, Paul?
I'm doing well. Here we are in the end of September. And the leaves, I can see a little change happening.
Yeah, I have a lot of leaves down in my backyard.
Yeah, I have a lot of leaves in my front yard, and yeah. I think it's just because it's been dry so much.
Yeah.
It's not the beautiful fall leaves. It's the old dried up leaves, you know? And, of course,
those leaves. Yeah.
But the grass isn't growing as fast.
That's a plus. We probably are down to two or three more.
Possibly.
Mows in the season?
Possibly, but you mow your leaves.
I do.
So you may have
yeah.
a few more mows than
That's
I
true.
Do.
That's true. It's so, easier than raking.
Yes,
we raked
it is.
One time, and then about 3 or 4 days after we raked, it was worse than it was before we raked.
Yeah.
So no point in that. I'll just mow
That's
over.
Right. Well, welcome to Mows.
Thank you.
Well, you're quite welcome.
Yeah.
So since the last time we had a podcast, lots have changed in the library.
Yeah.
And lots has changed over in the new library.
Yeah. The outside is more or less finished.
Pretty much, yeah.
Yeah.
I think columns are about the last.
Yeah. Some.
Landscaping.
And,
yeah.
That sort of thing.
We also have a new Starbucks close
that's
by.
That popped up pretty quickly.
It did. You know, it's a crazy place that they put that.
Yeah. Yeah. They widened the street a little bit and everything, but
yeah.
I think there's about three new Starbucks in the last few months.
Yes.
Come up, one on North Island.
Right. One's going to be inside the expanded Kroger on University
yes,
Parkway.
It is already open.
Okay.
Yeah. And this one.
Then there's one over in Target.
One in Target.
So.
One.
Starbucks aplenty.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, and of course, the new library will have a coffee shop.
Yeah. Modero Coffee.
That's right. That's the name, Modero. Yeah.
Drink local coffee.
Absolutely.
People.
Support union.
Yeah.
Don't go to the edge of campus. Stay on campus.
Yes. It's way too far to go for coffee.
It is.
You could just walk inside the new library and get a cup.
Yeah, get a cup. You're a coffee drinker, aren't you?
Yeah.
How long have you been a coffee drinker?
Not long. Maybe a year.
Oh.
A couple years, maybe.
That recently?
Yeah, just a couple years, maybe.
Okay.
Started grinding my own beans, even. Part of my morning ablutions.
Excuse me?
My morning routine of preparing myself for the day is grinding some beans for coffee.
Wow, that's pretty cool.
Yeah.
Does your daughter drink coffee?
Not yet. No.
Just you.
Me and my wife.
Okay. Well, that's cool. So you have freshly ground coffee.
Freshly ground coffee.
And where do you get your beans?
Kroger.
So Kroger is where you get your coffee beans. And
indeed.
I mean, are there different varieties of beans? I mean, really, I don't know anything.
They recommend looking for a roasted date instead of an expiration date.
Oh, okay.
So Pete's Coffee has a roast date on there.
Okay, that's cool.
So you can be insured of freshness.
Freshness.
Fresh beans in this bag.
Okay. What about added things to your coffee? Do you like,
sugar
and cream. Does it become a milkshake?
Cream. Sugar and cream. It's, no, you can still taste the coffee.
Okay. All right.
I like it kind of sweet, but not where it tastes like milk.
Yeah. Okay.
Just too sweet.
Now, do you add any, shots of espresso or anything like that?
No, not at home.
Okay. All right. Well, that's cool.
Yeah, but I might when I go to Modero.
Modero. Yeah. So we have lots to look forward to in the new library.
Indeed.
Now, some other things that happened in our current library over the summer was something called RFID.
That was a fun project.
It was a fun project. Do you know what RFID stands for? Would you like to let us know? Radio frequency
identification.
That's it.
Yeah. Thanks for the prompt.
You're quite welcome.
Yeah.
It's also the forerunner of the Mark of the Beast.
Only if they're on people. If they start RFIDing people.
Yeah, well, I think, they do implant chips into animals now.
They do?
Yeah, so.
Yeah.
Who knows? Mm. But yes, that project took us several weeks mm-hmm. during the summer. And basically what we did was to tag every book mm-hmm. and bound periodical mm-hmm. in the place. And what are some cool things that we can do with that?
Well, in the new library, there's going to be, I think, two self-checkout machines. Mm-hmm. So a student will be able to go up to this machine, scan their ID card, set the books down on a pad, and it'll check them all out to the patron. They'll be able to walk out the door right after that.
And it desensitizes?
Desensitizes, yeah. So it'll be a fast way to check books out. We can check books out that way at the front desk as well.
Okay.
So it'll be an efficient, make the process more efficient.
Right.
We'll have wands when we go through the book stacks, mm-hmm. and it'll tell us if something is out of order.
You just wave the magic wand and it tells you.
Yeah, hold the wand over the books as you walk by, and if you hear a buzz or something of that sort, it'll notify you that something is awry, and you can check on that.
Wow.
Yeah. So
that's cool technology.
I'm sure there's other features as well.
Yeah.
That we'll learn about.
And that's going to be a go when we move into the new library.
Indeed.
Wow, that's cool. Also, over the summer, we said goodbye to one of our employees.
Yes. How long was she here? 26?
28, I believe. 28
years.
Lori Haney.
Yeah.
Resigned from Union to move to Virginia.
Yeah, to be with her family up there.
Yeah, so she and her family moved to be closer to her mother mm-hmm. and her sisters and brothers. And Lori was a good friend as well as coworker, and we miss her. But we wish her well.
Yeah, and we welcome somebody new into the fold.
That's right. Janice Baumgartner is our new administrative secretary. And so she has been here about a month.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so we're delighted to have her. And hopefully we won't do anything to run her off. You never know.
Yeah.
No.
No, we won't.
No, we'll be nice.
Yeah.
We'll
play
nice.
She's been great so far, yeah.
Yeah, she's a fine person, and we appreciate what she's done so far and what she'll do in the future. And the big thing, it's on the horizon. What is it? It's the move.
The move.
And now some people may think we're going to move the books ourselves, one by one.
Not a chance.
Not going to happen, is it?
No.
No, no.
No, that would take an eternity.
Yes.
We wouldn't be in the new library until 2017 if we did that.
And you have had some dealings with some things regarding the move and the movers. So why don't you tell us a little bit about that?
Okay. Well, we're hiring, we have hired, that is, library movers. From Texas. They will be coming on October 26th, setting up shop, and they have all their specialized carts and trucks and all that, and they will be moving our office furniture and all the collections we have from this library to the new library. So we've met with them a couple times in person. They seem very competent. They definitely know what they're doing. They've done this type of thing in the past, and so we have all confidence that everything will go well with that move.
Okay. And how are they going to do that? Do you know the specifics of the move? I mean, are they going to move a shelf of books at a time? Are they going to?
They have large book carts that they'll squeeze the books onto.
Okay.
I think maybe four shelves front and back.
Mm-hmm.
They'll wheel those. I don't know how many can fit onto their truck. They'll fit as many as they can onto the truck and then drive those over to the new library and unload. They have tags, labels that will tell them the order that the books are supposed to go off mm-hmm. and where they're supposed to go to. And they'll move the boxes from our offices to the new offices.
So they got a big job in front of them.
Yeah.
But like you said, this is what they do.
Yeah, I think they said they consider it will take maybe 7 to 10 days to do everything. And I think they'll do a great job.
Yeah. Well, I don't envy them.
Mm-mm.
Not at all.
No.
But I'm glad that there are companies out there who do this kind of thing.
Yes.
So while we are down between October 26th and November 6th, we will have a transitional library, and Melissa Moore, our research coach in the library, is going to join us in a few minutes to tell us more about what we can expect with that and the services that will be available and not available while we move to the new library. But before we get into that, I want to just let everybody know that you're very close to being through with your library degree.
That's true, if all goes well. I just took my end of program exams.
Okay.
So I'll wait to hear the results of those. And I have one more class I have to finish up. And last assignment's due around December 8th. So if I pass the exams and if I get through the class okay, I will be finished with graduate school.
Yay. And you will have a master's in library science?
Yes.
That the degree?
Mm-hmm.
Cool.
Yes, from the University of North Texas.
Wow. And they are the...
Mean Green.
Mean Green.
Yes.
You gotta buy a sweatshirt.
I think I will. I think I'll get a hoodie.
Okay. And you have to wear it to work.
Okay.
Okay.
Since I have to.
Since you have to.
I will.
It's required.
Yes.
Yes. Now, interlibrary loan things, how are they going?
Everything's going good. It seems to be picking up right now.
Yeah, this is the season.
It's a busy time, so people are requesting articles and books for their papers and different types of sources that they need. So we are happy to do what we can to get those materials for the students.
Yeah, it seems like September, October, early November is the heavy use time of interlibrary loan. And, of course, that's when a lot of people are, you know, getting into the heart of their paper writing and their research. And, of course, we have research coaches who can help people if they need some guidance on how to write.
Yeah, we have lots of great resources here with our online databases and e-books and books that we offer, too. So
And didn't we just up Academic Search Premier
yeah.
and Business Source Premier, I believe, to the
complete versions.
To the complete. So now we have more resources.
Yeah.
So that's really cool. And, you know, even though we're going to be shut down for a couple of weeks as far as access to the library itself, I mean, you're really just a click away.
Sure. Our electronic resources will remain available. So a lot of our services will remain available. It's just the space that we won't have to offer students to sit down and study and use a computer and that sort of thing during that period.
Right. But then it all changes. So last time we were over in the library... The new library. They were busy, busy, busy.
Yes.
A lot of activity, especially on the first floor. The second floor, where all the books will be housed, seemed to be pretty much complete. And the compact shelving has been in for a while. Now, tell us about compact shelving.
It saves a lot of space. I wish I had numbers to know how much space it saves, but it's basically there's one or two open aisles within one section of the compact shelving. On the ends of the compact shelving, there's arrows. You can push the arrows, and assuming there's nothing blocking the row from closing, it'll close and open to the aisle that you are looking for. All the, just like we have here, all the ranges of books will be on the ends of the rows. So we'll know which aisle we need to look at, and we can press the button. That aisle will open up, and it saves a lot of space, so we're able to fit a lot of good collections in there.
Yeah, and the shelves are on tracks that move back and forth. They have arms above them that aid in opening and closing. And there's really no chance that somebody's going to get closed up.
No, there's sensors all along the bottom that if there's anything blocking it, it'll stop.
Right. So that's something totally different than what we've been accustomed to.
Right, and it only takes 4 or 5 seconds for one aisle to open, so we're not going to be waiting a long time, and it's not a hand crank deal that people might have seen in years past. So it's all mechanical, automatic.
Right.
It'll be a nice feature.
Yeah, and there's some nice views from the second floor, and there'll be some oversized seating where you can sit, read, look out over the campus.
Yes.
Yeah. And then the first floor is where the circulation desk will be in the research coach area.
And lots of open seating in the middle.
Yes, and the cafe.
The technology labs.
Yes, so there are lots of cool things in store for our patrons when we open, which will be November 6th. We've been going over there since the first day the ground was moved.
Mm-hmm.
Back, what was that, June or July of 2014.
Mm-hmm.
We've been going over there almost every week. I think four times we missed. And just to see the progression.
Yeah.
And I remember the first time that you and I went into the building and how much it's obviously changed from then. And, you know, when we first went in, I thought, well, this doesn't seem as big as I was expecting.
Mm-hmm.
But now that they have all the rooms.
The windows.
And the windows and the walls, it seems much bigger than it did that day when there were no walls.
I agree.
Yeah. It's interesting how that has transformed just the spatial aspect, at least for me. And I think people will be really pleased with and the woodworking is beautiful.
It's
in there.
Very nice looking.
Yeah, very nice and dark wood. So it's very attractive inside, and we look forward to calling that home here in just, wow, less
few weeks.
Yeah, few weeks.
Yeah.
No more months.
No.
So we encourage everyone to come to the dedication on November 6th. Well, it wouldn't be a podcast without mentioning baseball. So
we're into the last week of the regular season.
Okay. And the Cardinals are what, three games up?
Three games ahead of Pittsburgh.
And they are playing Pittsburgh this weekend?
Yeah. Well, today, Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday.
Okay. September 20, I think today's the
28th. 28th, 29th, and 30th.
Okay. And who do they play after the Pirates?
Ooh.
Is it the Cubs?
Another team.
Do they finish with the Cubs?
No, they don't.
This is a big series for the Pirates because if the Pirates win all three games,
they sweep, they're tied.
They're tied. Now, wouldn't that be crazy that the Cardinals have led all season long until the last week of the season?
Yeah.
And what would happen? Oh, that'd be crazy if they have to get into a one-game playoff with the Cubs.
Yeah, something similar happened last year. The Brewers were winning the whole regular season until the very end when they gave up the lead. Cardinals will finish in Atlanta.
Okay.
Yeah.
And this whole baseball playoff thing, you know, at first it's like, oh, don't mess with it. But it's kind of, it builds a lot of excitement toward the end of the season, especially these one-game play-in games.
Mm-hmm.
Those are kind of cool.
Yeah.
I would imagine they're kind of nerve-wracking.
Yeah, and the funny thing this year is the three teams in the NL Central are all going to make the playoffs, the first three teams, they have the three best records in baseball.
Mm-hmm.
So one of the teams with the three best records in baseball will play one postseason game before they're out, which is kind of unfortunate.
It is, but that's just the way it happens sometimes. But we know that the San Francisco Giants probably aren't going to make the playoffs.
They are not.
They're not. And what is it? Every odd year for the last few years, they haven't made the playoffs, and then every even year
they win the World Series.
So next year they're going to win the World
Series.
Yeah,
go ahead and put your money on the San Francisco Giants for the 2016 World Series champions.
That's very odd.
Yeah.
Very odd. Well, like I said earlier, we have Melissa Moore coming up to talk a little bit more about the Bridge Library and what all we can expect with that. And we will talk with her right after this. Melissa Moore joins us today to talk about something going on in the life of the library that will affect pretty much everyone who uses the library on campus. Melissa, it's nice to have you today.
Thank you. I'm glad to be here.
Well, we're glad you're here. Now, what is this thing I hear about called the Bridge?
Well, this affects all of our Jackson campus users. When we realized that the library was going to be moving into its beautiful new facility in the middle of a semester, we started thinking about the impact that that would have on students and all of our users, and we wanted to offer what we could during that transitional period. So from October the 26th to November the 6th, which is the dedication, we're going to be offering the Bridge, which will have limited services available to most of our usual customers.
Okay, now where is the bridge going to be?
Okay, well, if you're in the, it's in the Pinnock building, the same building we're in now. We're actually going to refurbish some off the current office space within the library to offer the bridge. It's located across from the College of Arts and Sciences office near Union Station. So the office door is actually F, as in Frank, F53. But we'll have lots of signage up for people to direct them to us.
Okay, and when you come down the F hallway from the parking lot, it is the first door to the left.
That's right. That's
okay.
Right.
And this is, again, Monday, October 26th through Friday, November 6th, which is the dedication day.
That's right.
Of the new library. So what are the hours going to be for the bridge?
Okay, well, we open on Monday, October the 26th. That Monday through Thursday will be open from 8 a.m. till 10 p.m. Friday, October the 30th, we will be open from 8 a.m. to 4 p.m. On Halloween, Saturday, October 31st, we'll be open from 1 p.m. to 5 p.m. Sunday, November the 1st, will be open from 6 p.m. to 10 p.m. And then Monday through Thursday, November the 2nd through the 6th, that Monday through Thursday will be open from 8 a.m. to 10 p.m. again. That Friday, November the 6th, we'll have to close a little bit early because of the dedication, so we'll only be open until noon on November the 6th. And then we'll all pack up our stuff and head over to the new building for the dedication at 2 o'clock.
Okay. So the hours, instead of going till 12:30 like we normally do,
right,
we're cutting back.
We're cutting
10.
Back in part because we will not have, for example, students are used to coming to the library to use a lot of our computers. Mm-hmm. All those computers will be being moved to the new library along with a lot of other new computers. Mm-hmm. And so we will not have open computing the way that we currently do now during the bridge.
Right.
So we felt like with the limited services that we have, that we are able to give during the bridge, that it will be important for us to be open as late as we can, but still be reasonable about it.
Sure. Now, what are some of the services that will be available through the bridge?
Well, when you think about the fact that they're moving all of our computers, mm-hmm, and all of our collection, the books, the DVDs, the journals, we started thinking about what can we do? We will still have access, for example, to reserve items. Stephen has worked well with us to make sure that the reserves are available. Students can come in and photocopy items that they need that are on reserve. We won't have viewing stations available, so we are hopeful that media items that are on reserve this semester will be changed over with their professor's permission to an overnight loan, so that the students can watch those in the dorm. So they'll have access to interlibrary loans and to reserves. They can pick up interlibrary loans, order them, and drop them off. We will also endeavor to locate any books in our collection which are being moved. And that's this is not something I've ever done before. I've been at Union now, this is my 23rd fall. This is a different semester from any that I've ever experienced here. But we do have a process in place where if a user wants to obtain a book that we have in our collection, the movers have encouraged us that we can actually locate and retrieve that item within a window we're thinking about for business hours. So if someone came in at 10 o'clock on a Tuesday morning and they needed a book for some research or for a class, they would fill out a form, turn that into us, and then we're asking for a four-hour window in which we're going to locate the book. It might be still in the library waiting to be moved. It might be on one of the moving trucks in the process, or it might be in the new library. And so that four-hour window gives us time to determine the location and to send a student worker to obtain it. And then we'll be back in contact with the user that's requested the material over email to let them know that it's available.
Okay. Now, what about the Hunley Center?
Well, I talked with Renee Jones this morning. They are offering tutoring during the bridge, but the idea is instead of students coming to the Hunley Center to meet with a tutor, that the tutors are going to meet them elsewhere. Because our entry and exit is limited with the move, most of the library is going to be closed off so the movers can do their job. Renee's tutors are going to be working with the students who need tutoring assistance, and they'll be meeting in other places. Most likely the Bold is what she told me, but it could be any place on campus that suits the students' needs.
And research coaching will be available during this time, is that
we
right?
We are. We're going to offer some coach appointments the first week of the Bridge, October the 26th through the 30th. We will have some appointments available. But we'll also offer what we're calling walk-in coaching, where you don't make an appointment, but you just have a question. How to cite something for a paper. I need to find one more article for this research that I'm doing. There's going to be a coach available on weekdays from 10 a.m. until noon, and then 1 p.m. to 4 p.m. for just a walk-up question that you might have about research that you're doing. So, again, because we are also trying to set up our offices in the new library to be ready for the dedication, we're also trying to staff two different places. We're going to need to have some limited coaching service available those 2 weeks.
Now, the faculty who use the Scantron equipment, will they be able to use that?
My understanding is the Scantron will be, we know it will be available during the Bridge. Through our main entrance, faculty can come in and use the Scantron for grading, pick up forms, whatever they might need in regards to that. The Scantron is not going with us to the new library, though. That's the last that I've heard.
Okay.
It's going to stay in this building. I believe that Dr. Ben Mitchell is in the process of determining where that will be, but I am not privy to that information. But my understanding is it will stay in the library, in the Pinnock building, mm-hmm. once we move to the new library.
Okay. So you have talked about things that were going to be available, mm-hmm. or what about some things that are not going to be available?
Well, the writing lab is currently held on Monday and Wednesday afternoons in our instruction lab. I've been in contact with Dr. Chris Bailey. During those 2 weeks of the Bridge, she is going to have the writing lab outside of the library. It's going to be in one of the computer labs across the hall from the library. I don't have that room number, but she's been working with Chris Johnson to secure that. Once we move, she will have the writing lab. We'll continue to meet in the new library, in the small lab. I believe it's room 110. She's going to continue on with it once we move into the new space. So the writing lab will not take place in the library during the 2 weeks of the Bridge. We also don't have the capacity to serve guests during those 2 weeks that, mm-hmm. that we're going to be in the Bridge.
What about faxing or, you know, things like that?
That's a great question. No one's mentioned the fax machine.
We'll find that out.
I'm going to say no, because my understanding is they have to run a phone line to run a fax machine.
Right.
They're not going to run a new line. And we're going to be getting a new fax machine in the new library. Mm-hmm. It's possible it will still be here, but I would be afraid to say that it is when it might be going away.
Okay. And what about services to our guests, patrons who come by?
Well, currently guests use either reading space. They might read the newspaper or look at a current magazine while they're on campus. Perhaps this past weekend we had Parents Weekend, mm-hmm. where a lot of parents, I work Saturday, a lot of parents that were in on Friday while their students were in class or who came through on Saturday. We won't have access to newspapers and magazines during the Bridge for casual reading for guests. We also will not have computer use for guests. So we will not be servicing anyone who is not currently a union student, faculty, or staff member during the 2 weeks of the Bridge. Once we've opened in the new library, we will have services for all of our constituents.
Okay. So the bottom line is things aren't going to be the way they normally are between Monday, October 26th, and Friday, November 6th.
Truer words were never spoken. I hope to only do this once in my lifetime.
Yes.
It's exciting. It's challenging. We expect to have questions asked that we have not anticipated, and we're going to do our best to meet the needs of all of our students. But we strongly encourage students, faculty, and staff to do their work ahead of time before the Bridge, just for their own ease of use. Right now, you can go in and browse the shelves, which is a great way to find materials. That will not be an opportunity during the Bridge.
All right. So check your books out before October 26th.
And return them to the new library after the dedication on November 6th.
Keep them a little longer maybe than...
We will not have due dates during the 2 weeks of the bridge. So if materials would normally, because we check out, say, an undergraduate who checks out a book, checks it out for 3 weeks, that due date period has been will be extended so that it's not due back until after we're in the new library.
Okay. So, and we also ask people to please be patient with us, and there's going to be a great reward on the Friday, November 6th, when we dedicate the new building.
Yes, it's going to be fabulous.
Yeah, so once again, Monday, October 26th through Friday, November 6th, 2015, the library, as we have all known it for all these years, will not be.
That's right.
And then we will have this bridge, this connection between the old library and the new library for use, and then we will be into the new space.
I'll point this out also. We do have an email that will be manned during those 2 weeks, since a lot of our staff are going to be away from their computers like they normally are in front of their computers. We're encouraging all of our users to use the email library@uu.edu to get in touch with us if they're perhaps off campus or need to ask a question. They can also use our chat on our homepage. That will be manned during the bridge if they need to ask a question. Or they can call 661-5409, area code 731. That phone will be manned during our open hours as well.
Okay, sounds good. Well, Melissa, we thank you for this information, and we look forward to the time after the bridge.
Absolutely. We're really looking forward to sharing the new library with everybody.
Yes. So, once again, if you need library services through that transitional period of those 2 weeks, we will have some services available. Obviously, some will not be available, but please let us know what we can do for you, because we want to be able to help you and provide all the assistance that we can while we move to the new facility.
Yes, thank you very much.
All right. Well, we'll see you on the other side of the bridge.
Sounds good.
And we'll be right back right after this. We want to thank Melissa Moore once again for joining us to talk about the bridge and all we can look forward to during those 2 weeks where the library will be moving. And we do hope that you will bear with us while we move to the new library. And I can guarantee you, when we get over there, you will indeed have a new appreciation for all that's been going on as far as the construction, because it's just beautiful inside.
It is.
And Stephen, we wish you all the best for your upcoming last couple of months of library school.
Thank you, Paul.
I think all your heavy lifting is pretty much over, is that right?
It is, yes.
So it's not totally on cruise control, but close?
Yeah, definitely in the home stretch here. So, yeah.
Well,
yeah.
Good for you. Well, we wish you all the best with that.
Thank you.
And we're waiting for you to don the mean green North Texas hoodie.
Yes.
You got to do it.
Yeah, I definitely will.
And we want to thank all those who are listening, and we will talk to you later.